Welcome to the Two Principals Podcast, the ultimate destination for principals, leaders, and educators.
We're diving deep into the important stuff, the ups and downs of mental health, the secrets to managing stress effectively, figuring out that elusive work-life balance, and mastering the art of being an effective leader. So whether you're a principal, leader, a busy parent, educator, or someone on a mission to make a positive impact in the world, this podcast is for you.
The Two Principals Podcast, life and leadership talk inside and out. A better you makes for a better today. It starts with you.
Hey, good luck today, pal. I hope you do well.
Me too.
Hey, how are you doing today, by the way?
I'm tired.
I'm tired too.
Legitimately, I'm tired.
This is going to be perfect. We can maybe even talk about the caffeination piece of it. Do you drink coffee like after like
No, I don't.
Neither do I.
I don't know if it would affect me, to be honest with you. I should try it and see what happens. God.
It would really affect me.
Really?
If I have anything, yeah. I have to have my coffee in the morning. I love it. And I kind of will drink a couple cups by, usually I'm done by like 9:30 or 10, and then I'm good to go. But yeah, if I had anything after like noon, it would be, yeah. You don't want to see me like that.
I've gotten away from even having coffee every day. I bet you I only have it. Yeah, I don't do it necessarily during the week. Here and there. I'm probably averaging, I would say, 3 or 4 days a week. For sure on the weekends. What? Saturday and Sunday, I do for sure.
What, are you drinking anything during?
No, not really. Nothing weird. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary.
No tea? You didn't go to like green tea or anything?
No.
Like that?
I did used to, you ever heard of that mud water?
Yep.
I did try, not recently, this was years ago. I did try it. It was okay. Doesn't taste the best, but it's not like a latte.
When it's got latte. Mud in the title, it's yeah. Mud water. Hey, Kev, you ready to go today?
I am ready. I'm ready to raise the frequency.
Hey, let's go spread some good out in that podcast universe. Hey, episode 2P66. Super excited to be checking in with you today. Wherever you are listening, you could be at the dinner table. You could be out working out. You could be going for a walk. You could be on the couch. Kevin, where else could you be?
You could be sanding some wood.
You could be sanding some wood. Hey, I'm Jason Parris.
Kevin Jost.
Hey, and we are the two principals.
Hey, if you are checking in with us for the very first time, welcome. Hope we're not scaring you off. If you are coming back, we appreciate you coming back. There's a lot of options out there in the podcast universe. So we love that you are taking time out of your busy schedule and spending a little bit of time with us.
We do like that. Hey, we are two principals. We're in the trenches of the principalship, Kevin and I. We do that every day. We are grinding with you, and we just enjoy hanging out. We enjoy life, and we enjoy trying to get better every day at what we do. And KJ and I are on our journeys. And hopefully you're on your journey to a healthier and happier you, one step at a time, one conversation at a time. Hey, Kevin, where can people check us out?
They can check us out on our website, twoprinciples.com. God, I forgot there for a second. Twoprinciples.com.
Not that hard, dude.
I know. Well, I couldn't remember if podcast was in the title. Twoprinciples.com, where you can find all of the links to all of our social media platforms up there at the top. You can find our blog, put that
Tell
out every
about
Sunday.
The blog. Yeah, the what blog. Do we do? Put a blog out?
Sundays, we put out a blog, super short, probably only takes 5 minutes to get through unless I'm not counting the resource. We usually throw in like a video or something like that to watch. So those vary in length, but, it's really just kind of a way to set up your week. It's a nice way to kind of end the weekend as you're getting into the new work week. And we pick a topic each week and we just put a little information out there on it. Again, like I said, nothing complicated, not overwhelming, super, super quick read, and, just kind of a way to center yourself.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to start your week. And I know it's conversations you and I have about mm-hmm. certain topics, and we just try to keep it pretty simple. We don't go too in-depth, but enough, I think, to make you think a little bit and maybe give you a couple strategies to move forward in your week. Hey, and we also, like you said, we have social media accounts. I love just meeting all the people out in the social media universe. And so thank you for all of you who are following us, liking, retweeting, commenting, whatever it is. We appreciate you and getting to know you out in that universe as well. And hey, if you ever want to just send us an email too, you can go to twoprinciplespodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Hey, and Kevin and I, what we spend our time talking about, if this is your first time or if this is episode 66 that you're listening to, you know, we spend our time talking about mental health, our physical health, and ways we can manage our stress as school principals, leaders, and educators, all in helping us to become better leaders, all while integrating our professional and personal lives, because we want to optimize our overall well-being, really that healthier and happier you, and look, taking a look at that. Hey, Kev, what's our song for today? I feel like you got a good one today.
I
got that vibe. That's
you ready?
Gonna be like,
you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, you picked it. It's good. I like it.
Boy, this takes you back, huh?
Oh, yeah. The Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. We haven't even talked about the title yet today, right? Oh, title. No. But it's, you know what? By the time people are listening to this, they saw the title already when they clicked on it.
They did. You're right. It's funny how that works.
It is. But we're talking about optimizing your leadership and the impact of sleep on principals. So this is, Kevin, you nailed it. No Sleep Till Brooklyn by the Beastie Boys. Love it.
I was a big Beastie Boys fan. I liked it. Yeah. I liked it.
That is too. Beastie Boys are good.
Yeah, all right.
It's good. It's a good pick there, pal. Let's move into the random question of today's show.
Okay.
Your favorite part, I know, because you never know what the heck I'm going to ask you.
Nope.
And I'm going to go back to thought-provoking, would you rather question. Okay. So, and just answer the damn question. Don't be like hypothetical. What about this? Okay. So would you rather have the ability to fall asleep instantly or never have to sleep at all?
Easy. First option.
Fall asleep instantly?
Yeah. I've struggled with sleep my whole life. And I actually, there was a long, long period of my life where I actually didn't enjoy going to bed. I just hated it. I felt like I was wasting time, which I think contributed to not really sleeping well. Man, over the last like 5 years, I have come to enjoy sleeping. I look forward to it. It's honestly, God, it's like maybe one of my favorite parts of the day. I like sleeping. I like trying to get better at it. I like trying to have a routine and going to bed early. I'm very, very regimented. If I can help it, obviously. I mean, there's certain situations I can't, but I'm very, very good at being consistent with when I go to bed and when I get up. I love sleeping.
I love that. That's great. I guess that you would have maybe like, just because I know we've had conversations about sleep, I just thought maybe you would never have to sleep at all. That would be weird, wouldn't it though? Like to never have to sleep. You're up 24/7 all the time. And you just never have to sleep because you're never tired.
I've got a good one for next week. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I'm going to let you.
Yep, I got a good one.
Okay, you get to ask the question next week. That's great. Then you can put me on the spot like I do. And I always appreciate you. You're such a good sport with this too, by the way. You always are. I do like sleep too. I would probably pick. I would like to. You know what though? I do fall asleep instantly though. Like when I go into bed and I put a little pillow over my face, man, it is out. I'm done. And
wait a minute, you do what?
I put a pillow over my face, just over my eye, you know, like in
what
my
do you
eyes.
Mean?
Like
you're laying on your back and you put a pillow over your face?
Yeah, over my face. It's just, I don't know. It kind of feels good. It's comfortable. And it's not like it's like,
do you want me to buy you a sleep mask?
No, I don't need a sleep mask. Okay. Well, maybe I do. I don't know. I should ask my wife if I need one. I always joke with her too. I'm like, hey, just don't, you know, don't.
Yeah, don't push too much.
Smash down on me and then
I'm
out.
Oh my gosh. So, that's good that you fall asleep fast. I don't fall asleep fast.
I know. So I guess, you know what? I would maybe try. I don't know, man. That would just be crazy. 24/7, you never are sleeping. You're just going. That's just.
You'd get a lot done.
You would get a lot done. I mean, you could be doing a lot of things, but you'd have, don't you think your body, I don't know.
Do you get thrown off if Becky's not home? Like, do you sleep differently?
Yeah, I do. It's like when she's out of town or if mm-hmm. I'm out of town. Yeah, it's just, it is. It's
even,
different.
Even for me last night, my wife had something going on with her family. And so she didn't get home until, I don't even know what it was, 9:30 maybe. And I went to bed at 7:50. And I don't think I fell asleep until well after she came home. My Whoop told me this morning that I got 4 hours and 56 minutes of sleep. That's not good.
No, that's not. And we're going to talk about that today too. For God's sakes. And you and I've spent some time on this topic here. We've talked about it this week about, you know, what we're going to talk about here, but hey, today's enlightening episode of Optimizing Your Leadership, the Impact of Sleep on Principles. We are going to embark on a journey to explore a fundamental yet underestimated factor in school leadership performance, and that's sleep. As school leaders, we are tasked with navigating a myriad of responsibilities and challenges on a daily basis. However, amidst the hustle and bustle of our roles, how often do we pause to consider the profound influence of sleep on our effectiveness as school principals?
Yeah. We're going to unravel the intricate relationship between sleep and leadership, uncovering how the quality and quantity of our rest can significantly impact our decision-making, our emotional regulation, and overall performance in the education landscape. So together, let's dig into the realm of optimizing leadership through a better understanding of the role sleep plays in shaping our leadership journey. So let's dive in.
Yeah, let's talk about the definition. Let's get some clarity here on the topic like we always do. Mm-hmm. We have the topic. So the impact of sleep on leadership performance encompasses the profound effects that the duration and quality of sleep have on the cognitive functions, emotional resilience, decision-making aptitude, and overall efficacy of school leaders in executing their duties within educational settings. This concept delves into the intricate interplay between sleep patterns and leadership capabilities, highlighting how adequate and rejuvenating sleep fosters enhanced creativity, sharper critical thinking, improved stress management, and heightened productivity among educational leaders. Now, that's a
mouthful.
That is a mouthful there. As I was reading that, and I know we were talking about that earlier, but that's a lot. So that gives us a little clarity around that piece. But I know, what do you got?
Well, by digging deeper into this topic, school leaders hopefully will gain a better understanding of how prioritizing sleep hygiene, we're going to talk about hygiene, and establishing healthy sleep habits can lead to optimized leadership performance. Embracing the significance of restful sleep not only nurtures personal well-being, but also cultivates a conducive environment for effective decision-making. Like we talked about, fostering positive relationships and driving sustainable success in the realm of educational leadership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some stats.
Yeah, these are fun. Yeah. I like these. These are some fun ones here, and then we got some serious ones too.
Okay, so here we go. First one. Did you know that humans are the only mammals that willingly delay sleep? I did not know that.
You know, when we looked this up and we were doing this stuff, I did not either. So when that came across, I was like, interesting.
I guess you don't see too many animals in the woods saying, oh, come on, let's just watch one more episode of of whatever, Breaking Bad.
Let me scroll three more hours on my phone before I go to bed.
So, but I guess, I mean, when you think about it like that, it makes sense, right? I mean,
right.
Every other mammal on the planet's like, man, I'm tired. I'm going to lay down. Cool. I'm going to sleep. So... makes sense, I guess. So they don't need a bed. They don't need to do all the things. So that's interesting. Number two, people who sleep less than 7 hours a night are more likely to be overweight or obese.
Mm-hmm. I did know that.
Yeah, that one's not shocking. The average person falls asleep in about 7 minutes. That one shocked me. That's not me. That is not me. My wife, yes. She falls asleep instantly.
I'm under 7 minutes.
Yeah. My wife, I swear, she's probably like two. Another one. We got about 70 million Americans suffer from chronic sleep problems.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, that is a lot. You think about all the, you know, the sleep doctors out there, the sleep machines, the all the stuff that's out there right now. You know, obviously you can even get into your the mattresses and the beds and the sheets and the pillows and stuff that you can put over your mouth. I mean, there's so many things right now. That
put a pillow on your face.
Yeah, like I do, yeah.
Last little fun one. The brain consolidates memories during sleep, which is why a good night's sleep improves learning and problem-solving skills. Now, I've talked a few times on the show now about this Whoop that I have that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And it calculates. It's not the only one on the market. I mean, Apple Watches and Garmin's, they all do it too, but they all do it a little bit different. It calculates my awake time, my light sleep, my deep sleep, and my REM sleep. And it's funny because I typically don't remember dreams. I typically don't feel like I wake up and go, oh my God, I had this crazy dream or whatever. But I do notice on mornings that I do remember a dream or I realize that I dreamt, I will look at my percentages of REM and it's always super high. So when my REM, there's definitely a correlation between when I'm in REM sleep for a longer period of time throughout the night, I typically will have dreams. And so that there is, it's just kind of fun, just kind of interesting little correlation. And now a word about our partner, HealthWise Behavioral Health and Wellness. As a team of experienced licensed psychologists, clinical therapists, medical professionals, and mind-body practitioners, HealthWise offers a wide range of mental health services for individuals of all ages. HealthWise is grounded in a philosophy that considers the whole person. Located right here in Maple Grove, Minnesota, HealthWise is ready and able to assist you with becoming the best version of yourself. And now, back to the show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's good stuff. And that's cool that you have that though, but again, that's the technology that's out there on it. I mean, there's a lot of cool things. I want to just talk a little bit about when we're keeping on with statistics here, is that and dive into what you were talking about earlier about just there's some health consequences, and that's what we're gonna get to right now. But if you have that chronic sleep deprivation, that's associated with an increased risk of, you know, health issues that could include cardiovascular problems, like you said earlier, obesity, and even mental health disorders, in which we spend a lot of time talking about, all of which can affect your leadership performance and overall well-being. And as school leaders, as educators, as principals, we want to be at our best. And so one of the ways we can do that is if we can optimize our sleep, because that does play a significant impact on our leadership. And I know for me, when I don't get that quality sleep, or I have, you know, maybe multiple nights where I had to stay up late because of whatever, it does impact me. It impacts my mood, you know, and I'm groggy. I probably don't, the decisions I'm making aren't probably the same, but so that's one. And then I want to move into the optimal sleep duration. So the National Sleep Foundation recommends that adults should aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night to support the optimal cognitive function, again, emotional well-being, and your overall health. So super, super important. So that's why we are talking about this topic. And, you know, we're in that the month of March, we're going to move into April and May, and there's just so much going on. You know, we were talking about this today in a meeting, the light, you know, it's staying lighter later. And so it can kind of make you maybe want to stay up a little bit later, but yet you still got to get up at the same time and get there. So it's just important to prioritize adequate and restful sleep for you as a school leader, because that's going to enhance your leadership capabilities. It's going to enhance your decision-making skills and just your overall performance within the educational setting. Because Kevin, I know when I'm well-rested and I feel good that way, I just go through my day and it's just different. How about you?
Yeah. You know, when you're tired, you know, when you're exhausted, right? There's a difference between, oh man, I didn't sleep very good last night versus, oh, we had three, you know, things happening this week in the evening and you feel exhausted. And when you're exhausted, everything's just harder. It's just more difficult to even get through a conversation with somebody and, you know, think clearly and make good decisions, and just takes more time. It's just, yeah, feeling exhausted consistently is not fun.
Right. And that's going to take us right into what I want to talk about, are some barriers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking a little bit about those barriers, but what are some of the main barriers that can hinder optimizing your leadership when it comes to sleep for school principals?
I think number one, just workload yeah. and responsibilities. I mean, let's just face it. School principals, we're facing heavy workloads, numerous responsibilities. If we were, let's just be real. If we were doing the things that needed to get done, how do I word this? I mean, we could work 16-hour days. There's enough stuff. Like, if we work 16-hour days, we're never going to run out of stuff to do.
Oh, never.
So that in and of itself just tells you how much work there is to do. So if you're somebody who is very type A personality and you're like, I got to get this list done, guess what, my friend? That list never ends. Yeah. So you are going to be burning the candle at both ends, and you're going to drive yourself into the ground, and you're going to burn out. So workload and responsibilities, I think, is the number one reason. Closely, I'd say behind that, stress and pressure. It's a high pressure job. The nature of this role, it can contribute to increased stress levels, making it challenging for principals to unwind. I mean, think about it. Have you ever been?
You talk about this a lot with me. I mean,
I
you
do.
Talk about like, you can start spinning on something.
I
start
do.
Thinking about
I
it,
do.
And start
I mean,
unwind. Right.
I can tell you this right now. I've got a situation that happened 5 days ago. I'm still laying in bed at night, every night, thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not like worked up and like emotional like the day it happened, but I'm still thinking about it. And so you have to find a way to not, I don't want to say let it go, but in a way you do kind of need to let it go. I mean, when's the last time you tried to go to sleep right after having like a huge argument, like maybe with your spouse or whatever? It's like, you're not tired. You're not going to sleep well.
Right.
So if you are coming home and day after day, and you're feeling this, the pressure and the stress from the things that are happening during the day, and you're not figuring out how to decompress, you're not figuring out how to, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's, you need to work out after work. Maybe it's, you need to have a conversation with your loved one at home and like work things through it. But if you're holding all that in and you're not trying to figure out how to get rid of it and then just trying to sleep, you're not going to be successful. So stress and pressure, work-life integration, everybody's life outside of work looks very, very different. Okay. And because of that, some people are going to have busier lives. They have maybe more children. Maybe their children are younger. Maybe their kids, I mean, somebody might have three kids, but they're not in any activities. So they're not running around all over the metro on weekends and at night and having hockey practice till 10 o'clock and all that stuff. So just striking a balance between, you know, work commitments, personal life, that can be difficult, obviously. And of course, then that's going to impact their ability to have, you know, good quality sleep. What else we got? Unexpected events, emergencies. I mean, that's just what we call life, right? What's the old saying? Life is what is it? What happens when you're making plans or something like that? I can't remember how the saying goes, but
I have no idea what you're going there.
You've never heard that?
I was going to say
life is what happens when you're making plans or something. Anyway, obviously we can encounter unexpected events and emergencies in our, you know, our family life and personal life outside of regular working hours. And so that's going to disrupt, sleep patterns and stuff. You got any?
And then, yeah, we've got technology and connectivity. I mean, you think about this, the constant, I was just having a conversation with a staff member today, the constant ways that you are connected to technology, either through your laptop, Chromebook, your phone, you're constantly connected. And so social media, all that stuff. So you're going to have to, that is going to be a big barrier for you. All that constant connectivity through technology devices, that can blur boundaries. That's really easy, can blur boundaries between your work and your personal time, which is going to lead to disruptions in your sleep routines and relaxation. Another barrier here is lack of awareness. Some principals just may not fully recognize the importance of sleep in optimizing their leadership performance, overlooking the impact of sleep on cognitive function and decision-making abilities. So
you bring up a really good point, because what do you say to somebody that just says, yeah, that's not important to me?
I don't know what you say. What I would say is, natural consequences.
Yeah. Right. I guess education, right? Information. I mean, the more we know, the better we do. And, but there might even be some people out there that say, yeah, no, I believe that there's benefit. I just don't want to do it. Not important to me. I mean, that might be the case. So,
yeah. So it's the lack of awareness. And I think too, it's just, maybe helping people understand that, the sleep and what it does for your body, recovery, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, what it does when you do get that sleep. But just that lack of awareness. Another barrier could be just unhealthy habits, right? It could be poor diet. It could be, you're not working out, or you have, like I talked about at the very beginning of the show, excessive caffeine consumption. That can negatively affect your sleep quality and hinder optimal leadership performance. So those are just some of the barriers you and I talked about. But if you can address these barriers, they can empower you as a school principal to enhance your leadership effectiveness. Will also help you improve your decision-making skills and foster a healthier work environment within your educational building or institution. So, Kevin, I want to ask you a question here. Let's go talk about, we talked about the barriers, right? Mm-hmm. We've laid out what we're talking about here, the impact of sleep, right? We gave it a kind of a clear definition. We talked about statistics and all that stuff and why we're talking about it. We talked about the barriers. Let's talk about both the positive and negative impacts that sleep can have on a school leader, principal, educator.
I'm going to start with the positive impact. If you are taking sleep seriously and trying to have healthy sleep patterns and whatnot, the positive impact, number one, enhance cognitive function, okay? Adequate sleep can improve cognitive function, memory retention, problem-solving skills, enabling principals to make better decisions, more informed decisions, and strategize more effectively. I think we've all experienced a situation where you feel like everything is just clicking. Everything is just quick. It's easy. Your mind is sharp, right? Everybody knows what it feels like to have a sharp mind versus a sluggish mind, okay? So there is research out there that strongly suggests a well-rested brain is a higher functioning brain. Emotional regulation. You talked about this a little earlier, saying that maybe you're just in a bad mood, right? Poor quality sleep, or quality sleep rather, promotes emotional resilience. Effective stress management, leading to better interpersonal relationships, and just ultimately just a more positive school climate. If everybody is walking around well-rested, they're typically in better moods. And when you're in a better mood, you're better able to interact with other human beings. Increased productivity. I mean, this is a no-brainer. If you are dog tired, you're not going to be very productive. Okay. Restful sleep enhances focus, concentration, productivity, really allowing principals to accomplish tasks more efficiently and really just maintain that high level of performance that's needed for the job. And then just generally speaking, improved health, overall health and well-being. Prioritizing sleep obviously contributes to the overall health and well-being, reducing the risk of burnout, illness, mental health issues, just all of that. So just generally speaking, you're going to be a healthier individual if you are prioritizing sleep. How about the negative impacts? If this is something that you are not prioritizing, what are some of the negative things that are happening?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about these, but I'll go maybe a little bit more in depth. But it's just, again, you're impaired decision-making. What do I mean by that? Is that if you are depriving yourself of sleep, that's going to impair your judgment. That's going to impair critical thinking. and your decision-making abilities, potentially leading to, let's just say, maybe errors, or you're making mistakes or suboptimal choices in leadership roles. Maybe you're, maybe if you're fully well-rested, you're making a decision. And then if you're not, you're deprived. Maybe you make a different decision or choice, and that could, you know, it could lead to all sorts of things. So that would be a negative impact. The other one is that goes along with that on the same lines, kind of, is reduced alertness. If you have that insufficient sleep, that's going to result in decreased alertness, reaction time, and problem-solving skills. And that will hinder you as a school principal to address challenges effectively. And I know, if I don't, do you need to be alert as a school principal, Kevin?
Yes.
You do. I mean, there's stuff going all the time. You walk out during passing time, you're at lunches, you have to be alert. And so that sleep can help with that. So if you don't have it, that's going to decrease your alertness. Then I want to talk about if you are having, if you're not sleeping again, like I said, and what's the negative impact? Another one is increased stress levels. And we've talked about this too on the show many times, but poor sleep quality, that's going to elevate your stress levels and your emotional reactivity. And to me, that's mood, right? Impacting your communication, impacting how maybe you're going to resolve a conflict, and just your overall job satisfaction as a school principal, leader, or educator. So when you're not getting good sleep day after day, that is going to increase your stress levels, your cortisol levels. When those are up, everything, it's not good on your body, mind, and spirit. And then which could lead then to some health risks, right? If you have chronic sleep deprivation, that's associated with, like we talked about earlier, again, with an increased risk of health issues such as obesity, cardiovascular problems, and weakened immune function. Because when your body's stressed all the time and you're not getting the sleep, your immune system, which is a huge part in your body there, that's weakened, right? And, you know, it also could pose long-term health risks for principals. So just be aware of those things. There's the positive, there's the negative. We talked about barriers, right? There are barriers to our jobs, but we have to be thinking about these things because we want to continually optimize ourselves and be in this job long term and enjoy the job. But if you can recognize the dual impact of sleep for you as a school principal, both positively and negatively, you as an educational leader can prioritize your sleep hygiene, establish healthy routines, and cultivate a supportive environment that fosters optimal performance and well-being in your leadership role. So, Kevin, let's go into some practical strategies here. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of
absolutely.
What are some things that if I'm out there listening right now, what are just some strategies that I can take away from the show?
Yeah, how do we do this? How does somebody do this? So we've got a half dozen or so. I'll take the first few. The first one, establish consistent sleep schedule. This is the one I feel like I've got an A in. I do really, really well on this one.
I would give you an A too.
Yeah. Maintain a regular sleep routine by going to bed and waking up at the same time each day. It helps regulate your body's internal clock. I get tired at the same time every night because that's what time I go to bed every night. Now, am I falling asleep instantly? No, I'm not. It takes a little bit of work for me. But I am very, very good and very, very committed and dedicated to going to bed within, literally, I would say it's about a 10-minute window. And same with in the morning, getting up. So I've committed to it. I know I feel better when I stay consistent. The worst thing is, like, if I go on a, like work retreat or, you know, convention or whatever, and it's out of state. Oh my God, I don't sleep well. I don't sleep well in hotels. I don't sleep well because the whole day is different. I'm not getting up at the same time. I don't have access to, you know, my routines. I am very, very routine driven, and it throws me off big time. So I'm going to really, really stress that consistent sleep schedule is important. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Okay. Wind down before bed with calming activities such as, you know, reading, listening to soft music, practicing relaxation techniques to signal your body again that it's time to sleep. Don't rage on social media 5 minutes before you go to bed. Don't freak out at what people are doing on social media and get into a Twitter war with somebody and then go to bed.
Or open up your email.
Don't open your email. My wife and I actually have part of our routine is we do Wordle and a couple other puzzles and stuff about 20 minutes before we go to bed. And that's just a nice way to wind down. We turn the TV off and we just sit and do that and maybe have a little conversation, whatever, and then go to bed. So very important. Last one I'm going to share is prioritize your sleep environment. Okay. So in other words, get cozy, create a comfortable and conducive sleep environment. Keeping your bedroom dark, quiet, comfortable temperature, really promotes restful sleep. This is something I've talked to you about over the last month or so. Now I'm going to forget the name of it. Lufton is what it's called. And it's a practice of making your room really, really cold. And so this winter, and this has not been a good winter for it because it hasn't been that cold, but we will open our bedroom windows for about 30 to 45 minutes before we go to bed. And we shut the bedroom door and we actually put hot water bottles in the bed. And so, and then you walk into the bedroom, it's super cold. You shut the windows and then you jump in bed with the hot water bottles and you just slowly warm up. And it makes a very, very restful environment. I know it sounds funny. The dogs love it because they love it when it's cold. So whatever that looks like, but make sure it's a comfortable environment for you, whatever that looks like for you.
And those are good strategies. You know, I'm going to just piggyback on one that you just talked a little bit about, but just limit your screen time before bed. I know they say, you know, shut down your screens at least an hour before you are going to go to bed. Cause it's, you know, you need to reduce that exposure to that blue light, which is going to, there's tons of research out there that it disrupts your sleep patterns. So just avoid your electronic devices, you know, your smartphones, your tablets, your laptops. I'd even say, well, some people like to watch TV before bed, but I just, you know, if you can limit that and maybe pick up a book and read a book, do a meditation, which gets me into my next one here. Another strategy would be practice mindfulness or meditation. And this is something that I don't do all the time because I like to, like I've shared with you many times and the listeners who are listening, I like to meditate in the morning. It's kind of my routine, one of my routines I do in the morning, but I'll sometimes do this at night too and just, you know, go through a mindfulness practice or meditation to reduce, you know, if I'm feeling tension or stress, and it really helps me promote relaxation and improve my sleep quality and really better restorative rest. And when I talk about that, Kevin, and this sounds kind of weird, but I will lay in my bed and I will just kind of picture the energy moving from my toes up through my body, through my legs, up through my, you know, and I talk to myself about how, you know, grateful for the day that I had and that I'm going to, you know, have a restful sleep. And I'm thinking that I'm letting the energy kind of move through my body. And that's one of the ways that I do practice mindfulness. And there are some guided meditation too that you can have where you play and somebody is guiding you through a
body scan.
Or a meditative practice to really kind of put you into a deep sleep. So that's another one. And then the one that you and I talk quite a bit about, and I think it's just so important. And there's just tons and tons. And I love to continue to read the research on it, but it's just the exercise. If you are getting yourself moving throughout the day, whatever that looks like, and everybody can do it differently. You and I, you know, we do, you know, some of the same things, but some of the different things when it comes to exercise, but really incorporate regular physical activity, get that into your routine, because exercise can help regulate your sleep patterns. It's going to reduce your stress and it's going to improve your overall well-being. So those are six I think, very practical strategies that you could put into practice. And maybe you don't put all of them in at one time, but if you're integrating these practical strategies into your daily routines, you as a school leader, educator, principal can prioritize your sleep, which is going to optimize your leadership performance and cultivate a healthy work-life integration that supports your effectiveness in your educational leadership role.
Those are good.
Kevin, we have the 2P Mental Health Minute, and I like that we do this.
I'm going to come up with a theme song for this too. You got to figure it out.
Yeah, because you know, mental health, this is why we started the show, right, bud? Is really just we want to talk about it, and we always want to talk about it too. Mental health isn't a bad thing. It's part of who we are. We're going to keep talking about it, but we need to take care of it. We need to talk about it. We need to take care of it. We need more people because we know that people are struggling when it comes to mental health, but the impact of sleep on leadership performance. And today's Mental Health Minute is focusing on the impact of sleep for leadership performance, because as school leaders, ensuring optimal performance and decision-making skills is crucial. Did you know that the quality and quantity of sleep you get directly influences your leadership capabilities? Adequate rest can enhance cognitive function, emotional regulation, and productivity, while sleep deprivation can impair judgment, increase stress levels, and hinder effective decision-making.
To optimize your leadership through sleep, prioritize establishing a consistent sleep schedule, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and maintaining a sleep-conducive environment. Remember, taking care of your well-being, including getting enough quality sleep, is not just a luxury, but a necessity for effective leadership.
Hey, there's our 2P Mental Health Minute for today, bud. All on sleep and the impact, because it's going to impact your leadership performance. Hey, you're going to land the plane, bro.
Landing the plane. Here we go. It's a Boeing. Boeing. Of course, nobody's happy with Boeing right now.
No, let's okay. just.
That's what I hear. I don't know. I saw something on the news this morning. I think they're in trouble. We're going to talk about our one takeaway. I'll let you go. What's the takeaway you had, or one piece of advice rather, that you want to give listeners on the topic of sleep?
Well, I'm going to go with creating a relaxing bedtime ritual, and really, I know you talked about it as a strategy, and I think it's so important. You, as a principal, as a leader, as an educator, carve out that time. We always talk about 1440, don't we, Kevin?
We do.
You know, we've got 1440. You get that many minutes in a day. Make sure you're carving out some of the minutes to come up with some sort of bedtime ritual that will help you in the process of getting that good sleep. So developing a calming bedtime routine to signal your body that it's time to wind down and prepare for sleep, which would mean engage in activities, like I said, such as reading, listening to some soothing music or meditations, or practicing relaxation techniques to promote that relaxation and reduce stress before bedtime. By establishing a peaceful pre-ritual or a pre-sleep ritual, you can enhance the quality of your sleep and support your overall well-being as a school principal, leader, and educator. So that's my takeaway, is just make sure you have a relaxing bedtime ritual. Carve that time out and make sure you're doing it.
I'm going to go with my number one. It's the consistent sleep routine. I'm not gonna say too much about it, because there's not too much to it. Go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, as much as possible. Yes, things are gonna happen in life. You're not gonna be able to do that all the time, but do it when you can. You're gonna fall asleep faster. You're gonna stay asleep longer. The quality of your sleep is gonna be better. You're gonna feel more refreshed and alert. Just try it. Give it a shot.
All right.
Okay, so I think that's it. Landed the plane. Hey, thanks for joining us on this insightful journey into the impact of sleep on leadership performance for school principals. Remember, prioritizing your sleep is not just about rest. It's about optimizing your cognitive abilities, emotional resilience, and decision-making skills to excel in your role as an educational leader.
Hey, as you navigate the demands of leadership, remember to nurture yourself, seek support when needed, and embrace the power of quality sleep and enhancing your effectiveness and well-being. By investing in your sleep, you are investing in your leadership and the success of your school community.
We hope these strategies and insights shared today will empower you to prioritize sleep, optimize your leadership performance, and foster a healthier work-life integration. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Until next time, take care, rest well, and continue to lead with purpose and passion. Good night and good leadership.